Chapter 74. The air itself seems fashioned of gold. Robert Langdon had visited many magnificent cathedrals in his life, but the ambience of St. Mark's Chiesa d'Oro always struck him as truly singular. For centuries it had been claimed that simply breathing the air of St. Mark's would make you a richer person. The statement was intended to be understood not only metaphorically, but also literally. With an interior veneer consisting of several million ancient gold tiles, many of the dust particles hovering in the air were said to be actual flecks of gold. This suspended gold dust, combined with the bright sunlight that streamed through the large western window, made for a vibrant atmosphere that helped the faithful attain both spiritual wealth and, provided they inhaled deeply, a more worldly enrichment in the form of gilding their lungs. At this hour, the low sun piercing the west window spread out over Langdon's head like a broad, gleaming fan or an awning of radiant silk. Langdon could not help but draw an awestruck breath, and he sensed Sienna and Ferris do the same beside him.
"Which way?"
Sienna whispered. Langdon motioned toward a set of ascending stairs. The museum section of the church was on the upper level, and contained an extensive exhibit devoted to the horses of St. Mark's, which Langdon believed would quickly reveal the identity of the mysterious Doge who had severed the animals' heads. As they climbed the stairs, he could see that Ferris was struggling again with his breathing, and Sienna caught Langdon's eye, which she had been trying to do for several minutes now. Her expression was cautionary, as she nodded discreetly toward Ferris and mouthed something Langdon couldn't understand. Before he could ask her for clarification, though, Ferris glanced back, a split second too late, for Sienna had already averted her eyes and was staring directly at Ferris.
"You okay, doctor?"
she asked innocently. Ferris nodded and climbed faster. The talented actress, Langdon thought. But what was she trying to tell me? When they reached the second tier, they could see the entire basilica spread out beneath them. The sanctuary had been constructed in the form of a Greek cross, far more square in appearance than the elongated rectangles of St. Peter's or Notre Dame. With a shorter distance from narthex to altar, St. Mark's exuded a robust, sturdy quality, as well as a feeling of greater accessibility. Not to appear too accessible, however, the church's altar resided behind a columned screen topped by an imposing crucifix. It was sheltered by an elegant ciborium and boasted one of the most valuable altarpieces in the world, the famed Pala d'Oro. An expansive backdrop of gilded silver, this golden cloth was a fabric only in the sense that it was a fused tapestry of previous works, primarily Byzantine enamel, all interwoven into a single Gothic frame. Adorned with some 1,300 pearls, 400 garnets, 300 sapphires, as well as emeralds, amethysts, and rubies, the Pala d'Oro was considered, along with the horses of St. Mark's, to be one of the finest treasures in Venice. Architecturally speaking, the word basilica defined any Eastern Byzantine-style church erected in Europe or the West. Being a replica of Justinian's Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Constantinople, St. Mark's was so Eastern in style that guidebooks often suggested it as a viable alternative to visiting Turkish mosques, many of which were Byzantine cathedrals that had been turned into Muslim houses of worship.